Support comes from Warren Perrin, author of Acadian Redemption, The History of the Origin of the Cajun Culture. From the terror of exile to the triumph of reconciliation, and Beau Soleil, the man who led the first group of Acadians to Louisiana. A French translation of the book, entitled Une Saga Acadienne, is now available. More at AcadianMuseum.com.
KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
Sitting on top of the world. Welcome to Encore. This week on Encore, we're going to listen to a couple of interviews from Johnny Allen and Rod Bernard that were taken by Shane Bernard at one of the Center for Louisiana Studies that came from one of the Center for Louisiana Studies In Your Own Backyard series. And they used to have those on Monday nights, and they interviewed Johnny Allen and Rod Bernard one night, and a lot of great stories came out of that. But we're going to start with one of my favorites that they told that night. It is about a gun, and it is about how someone got arrested for having said gun.
Before I open the floor up for questions from the audience, since y'all two are together, I want you to tell the story about how you got arrested in New Orleans when he borrowed your car.
Do we have to?
But I've never heard your side of the story.
Rod.
We got to Pensacola about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and we were playing a big show that night at the auditorium in Pensacola. So we went walking downtown. We walked into a pawn shop to look at what you look at in a pawn shop. And there was a beautiful 38 automatic revolve. No, 38 automatic. It had a pearl handle on it, and it was silver. And, man, I wanted that gun bad, you know. And so I told the guy, I said, I want to buy that pistol. It was brand new in a holster, in a box, never been fired, and didn't have any bullets for it. And so when he said, fine, so then he asked for my ID, and when I showed him my driver's license, he says, wait a minute, you're 18 years old. He said, you have to be 21 in Florida to buy a gun.
I take that back. I was 21. I was lying
for
my age.
Yeah, you were. And so I was all disappointed, and Johnny said, well, I'll get it for you. You know, I'm 21. I'll get it for you. I said, okay. So I gave him the money, so he bought the gun. And I said, what about registering it? And the guy said, when y'all get back to Louisiana, you can register it. Don't worry about it. So he's made the ticket out, Johnny Allen, Guillot, whatever it was, on his driver's license and sold it to him. So I had a brand new Oldsmobile convertible I just bought. And I took it and I put it in the glove compartment. And I couldn't wait to get home because I'd like to go out in the woods and just shoot, like a lot of men around here do, and women too, just shoot. So when we got to New Orleans, we rehearsed that afternoon with Dr. John. After I got through rehearsing, we were all standing outside with Larry Williams, the guy that made Boney Maroney and Short Fat Fanny, and Frankie Ford, I think, and my band, and Johnny.
I wasn't there. I was at my...
We were talking about...
I missed that.
We were talking about hunting and fishing. And I said, boy, I bought a pistol yesterday that's really beautiful. I'm going to show it to y'all. So as I was walking in my car, Johnny walked up to me and he said, best I can remember, he said, can I borrow your car? I want to go see my nanan or somebody in my family that lives not far from here. And I said, sure, So I gave him the keys and I took the box out of the glove compartment. And I walked up to the side of the municipal auditorium and I opened the box and we were standing like in a circle. There were about 10 of us. And I took the gun out. And again, it was unloaded, no bullets, never been fired, brand new. But I took it out and I was showing it to the people standing in the circle and we were all oohing and aahing over my pistol. Well, a security officer at the back door saw these 8 or 10 teenage boys standing in a circle with a pistol, which you don't do in New Orleans. And all of a sudden, we heard sirens coming, police coming from every direction. Johnny, in the meantime, left with my car. So the police walk right up to us and start searching us. So Ray Thomasy was the drummer in my band, and he happened to be holding the pistol and not knowing any better. I said, Ray, hide that pistol. Don't let him see it. So he put it in his belt and covered it with his shirt, which made it a concealed weapon. So when the policeman got there, they started doing this. I said, Ray, give him the gun, So Ray gave him the gun. I said, officers, it's mine, He said, let me see your registration. I said, well, we don't have a registration. I just bought it yesterday. And the man told us to register it when we get back in Louisiana. He said, well, you in Louisiana? I said, yeah, but we're going to do it when we get back home to Opelousas, He said, who are you going to kill with this? I said, we're going to kill anybody with that. I said, well, what you going to do with that? I said, I was going to hunt with it. He said, you don't hunt with a .38 automatic. I said, we do in Opelousas, We hunt with anything, And so he said, where are the bullets? I said, I don't have any. You were going to rob some store. I said, no, we're going to rob a store. And then they got really mean with us. And to this day, I'm not too brave around New Orleans policemen. They hit us with billy clubs and hit us in places that hurt with billy clubs and made us get into a police car and brought us on down to the first precinct. And they, just like on TV, they brought me in this room with this light shining on my face and start questioning me all these questions over and over and over. Where did you get the gun? Where did you steal the gun? Where are the bullets? Then they said, okay, I said, it's in a, everything is, the papers are in a box in my car. I said, where's your car? I said, I don't know. And they said, what do you mean you don't know? I said, I loaned it to Johnny Allen. He said, Johnny Allen. I said, wait, that's not his real name. It kept getting worse and worse and worse and worse. And I kept digging a deeper hole. I kept digging a deeper hole. And I had on some pink and black shoes. I'll never forget that. And a pink shirt that was colors. That was a hip colors back in the 50s. Pair of black pants and a pink stripe down the back. So the guy said, the bar, wait till they get you in Angola this weekend. They're going to have fun with you this weekend in Angola. I said, what are you talking about Angola? Mm-hmm. You know? And so they put us all in a jail cell. And after we all cried, I'll never forget, there was a guy in the jail cell. And I said, what you in here for? He said, suspicion. I said, suspicion of what? He said, suspicion of being suspicious. It's funny now, but it wasn't funny then. I said, man, if they put him in jail for suspicion of being suspicious, what are they going to do to us with a gun, you know? So all the guys in the band were scared to death, and I was too. So I asked the captain, I said, sir, and we were very, very polite because we were scared to death. And I said, can't you make a phone call? I mean, I've never seen the inside of a jail, much as I've ever been in one. But I'd seen on TV you could make a phone call. So I called my daddy in Opelousas, and I said, Daddy, I got a problem. He said, what? So I told him. He said, okay, I'm going to ask you one question. And I said, truthfully. I said, okay. He said, did you tell me the whole story? I said, yes, sir. It's the whole story, everything to it, nothing left out. He said, okay, you just sit there a minute, I'll get you out. So he calls back and he talks to the captain, and he really made it worse. He told the captain, he said, you're going to let him out of there, and if you don't, I'm coming over there to get him out. And the captain said, if you bring your ass over here, you're going to be in that jail cell with him. So he really didn't help us, and he just made it worse. So they told me that, and I said, can I make one more phone call? Daddy back. I said, what did you do? And so he told me, I said, Daddy, you made it worse, okay? I said, they're really mad now. So he said, just sit tight. So he called Cat Doucette, the sheriff of St. Landry Parish. A lot of you older people know who I'm talking about. And Cat's answer was, well, Mr. Bernard, you know how them teenagers today are in the 50s. You know, they're pulling stumps like that all over. They're doing things like that you'd never think we would have done when we was boys like that. And Daddy said, thank you, Cat. I appreciate your help, you know. Thank you. And he hung up on him. And then he called Senator Frank Deasy and told Senator Deasy the story. Senator Deasy said, just sit tight. He called Deliceps Morrison, who was running for governor or lieutenant governor at the time, and he was the mayor of New Orleans, and they were obviously very close friends. And Mayor Morrison called the superintendent of police, who called the chief of police, who called the captain of the police, and this took about 3 hours to do, but it seemed like it took days. And they came and opened the cell door about 6 o'clock, and the show started at 7. And they brought me in a room, and they said, look, we're really sorry for what happened, but you have to understand that it might be okay in Opelousas to walk around Courthouse Square with a gun, but you can't do this in New Orleans. And I said, yes, sir, I understand well. Believe
Rod
me.
That night sang, this shouldn't go on forever.
The most beautiful sight I've ever seen in the whole world was New Orleans in the rearview mirror of that Oldsmobile convertible, man. We were leaving town.
Johnny, what were you doing the whole time they were in jail?
I was visiting with my aunt and uncle.
Lonely days, oh, lonely nights, I cry myself to sleep, thinking how much I love you, wondering why I want you near. In my heart there's only you, dear. When each weary day is try hard not to forgive me, 'cause in my heart I want you near. My darling, I'm so lonely,
see your picture. It even seems to smile at me. And it brings back a lot of memories of a love that used to be. Sometimes I wonder when I hold you, if you can hear me call your name. Then I'll start crying like a baby. I guess I'll never be the same. I don't love you, and I'm glad that I am free. But deep inside my heart, I know that I'm still the fool I used to be. Your picture still stands on the table. Treasure and love throughout eternity.
And you're listening to KRVS 88.7 FM, La Radio Acadie. That was Johnny Allen with Your Picture, and before that, Lonely Days and Lonely Nights. And we started off the show with an interview with Rod Bernard and Johnny Allen. And they talked about how Rod Bernard got arrested in New Orleans a long time ago when they were still teenagers. And we're going to get to one more interview from them. And this one's Johnny Allen will be talking about I guess how they were paid for their music back in the day and the copywriting system. And let's just listen to it. Let's see what he has to say. This is Johnny Allen.
South of Louisiana came out, was written by a guy from Crowley, Pee Wee Trahan. It's the exact same melody as North to Alaska, which you mentioned. Well, the record company that I was with at that time, Viking Record Company, I didn't realize this, but when I retired from the school business, I started putting together all of my statements from record companies, statements from BMI, and I noticed that I didn't have anything from all of the songs that I did for Viking, Your Picture, South of Louisiana, and I could go on and name.
You mean royalty David. Statements, right?
Royalty statements, yeah. None from them. So one day, I called up Clay Bradley at BMI, and I asked him, I said, Clay, I'm noticing something strange right here. I don't have any statements from any of those songs. It says some I wrote, some that other people have written, and I've checked with them. It was written DAG Publishing on the record. So he said, well, Johnny, give me a couple of days. And he says, I'll get back to you. Well, it wasn't 20 minutes later that he calls back. He said, we don't have any record of any DAG publishing company over here. None. I said, well, no wonder I never collected a penny. So I called up the two guys that were in partnership, they go Redledge and the comedian, I remember his name right now, Dave Pettijohn. Anyway, and I asked him, I said, guys, what's going on here? I says, I'm looking back over my statements, my royalty statements, and I said, I noticed that I never collected a penny from y'all. And I was talking to Dago Red. Well, he said, you know, Dave kept the books. Okay, so I said, well, I'll call Dave. I called Dave. Well, you know, he said, Dago kept the books. I said, wait a minute. I just heard that same statement from Dave Pettijohn. I want to know why. He said, well, you know, studio time and the band. I said, wait a minute. I said, the studio time costs $10 an hour. I said, the band costs nothing because it was my band. They did it for nothing. And I says, you know, during that time, our records were being played a lot on radio and jukeboxes. And never a penny was made. Well, a few years back, I went to Shreveport, and I met Tillman Franks. Tillman Franks was a bass player for Johnny Horton. And when they introduced us, he said, Johnny Allen, I've been wanting to talk to you for years. Where's our money from South to Louisiana? So I told him the story of what happened. He said, no wonder. He said, you know, we never collected a penny. I said, join the crowd, babe. I never collected a penny either. So you see, I'm one of those that got ripped off years ago. I'm sure you've read about it. You know, a lot of stories about that, how artists got ripped off years ago. Well, you're looking at one.
But because those guys had not registered your song.
No, they never registered. They go never registered.
Weren't you able to go in and then register it under your own name?
I did. Believe you me, I jumped on it. They're all in my publishing company now.
Nobody knew anything. Lawyers didn't know down here what to do back in 1958. And by 1961, lawyers were calling us, asking us, when other people started recording, you know, now how does this work? You know, how does the money deal work? John Fred, who made Shirley and Judy in Disguise, told me one time, he said, you know, everybody keeps asking about the money. He said, I didn't care about the money. I just wanted to play my music. It didn't matter about the money. And he was right. We were more interested in playing music than we were about making money. You know, and besides that, on an 85-cent record, how much money is there once you pay the guy, the pressing company, the printing company, the plant that presses the record, the distributor out of New Orleans that distributes it, the person that owns the record store that sells it, and you pay the publishing company. I mean, there was not millions of dollars there to begin with. So when people say, where's all the money you made? What money? You know, it wasn't a bunch of money to begin with. We just had fun.
But at least, you know, there was some money coming to us, which I never collected.
And I got that $100 from Dick Clark.
There's a little fat man with a little fat tummy. The girls gather round and they call him honey. Healy posse bo, healy posse q. Healy throw up the aid on some bo de su. Oh, holy yo. By you, dans les entourages, faut qu'il guette ma belle et qu'on y vient au village. He can get a bug with the best of us. He can cut a rug and he can cuddle a bug. Oh, holy yo! Oh, holy yo! He's not so smart and he's not so neat, but when it comes to loving, he just can't be beat. He's been from Memphis down to the Texas sand. I'm gonna hide my baby from the little fat man. Oh, holy yo! There's a little fat man
money. Ele passe bom, ele passe que ele drobe e nosso amor disse. Oh, 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 oh. Il est sur Bayou, dans les entourages. Il faut qu'il get ta belle et quand il vient au village. He can jitterbug with the best of us. He can cut a rug and he can cuddle a bug.
You to know that I miss you so, baby. You're on my mind everywhere I go. I dreamed last night that you were here and with my thoughts I had no fear. Oh, mother dear, I'm sad and I'm blue. Everything I do reminds me of you.
Et vous êtes à l'écoute de KRVS 88.7 et c'est encore avec moi, Megan Brown. Aujourd'hui, on écoute les interviews et les chansons Swamp Pop. Et on va continuer avec ce thème-là de Swamp Pop. On a juste entendu Rad Bernard avec Cher Mom ou Oh Mother Dear. Et avant ça, Little Fat Man par Johnny Allen. Et on va continuer avec une note de Rad Bernard. Et c'est « Don't you think I've paid enough ?»
I only cheated one time, but you won't change your mind. You're the one that I love, the only one I'm thinking of. Don't you think I've paid enough? You were so good to me, better than you had to be. These are tears in my eyes, they're not just alibis. Don't you think I've paid enough? I don't know how I'll face you. Where does a fool begin? But I can't live without you. I need you back again. If I just close my eyes, I can still feel your touch. but you're out with someone, and I know you're having fun. Don't you think I've paid enough? I don't know how I'll face you. Where does a fool begin? But I can't live without you. I need you back again. If I just close my eyes, I can still feel your touch. But you're out with someone, and I know you're having fun. Don't you think I've paid enough? Don't you think I've paid enough? Don't you think I've paid enough? Don't you think I've paid enough?
I still love you just like I did before. But before you smile and walk through the door, now baby, now I don't wanna cry. I don't wanna cry no more. No, darling, no more. Come and go like the morning sun. I was so serious, but you was having fun. Now, baby, now I don't wanna cry. I don't wanna cry no more. No, darling, no more. Welcome to my lips. Welcome to my, oh, welcome to my, my little heart. Girl, you are welcome to everything I have to offer you. So come on and start taking. Take any part. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, mama, I knew I was wrong. I need you, so come on home. But before you get here, I don't wanna cry. I don't wanna cry no more. No, darling, no more. Come on.
Wedding's over. So wipe the tears from your eyes. You had your chance with him, and it's too late to cry. He said to tell you, just forget him. Oh, he's found somebody new. He gave you your chance for love, but you couldn't be true. Don't you know?
ça c'était Margot White avec T'avais ta chance. You had your chance. Et avant ça, Little Bob and Lollipops avec Je veux pas brailler, I don't wanna cry. Et on a commencé avec Rod Bernard avec Don't You Think I've Paid Enough. Et comme j'ai dit en avant, on va continuer avec la musique swamp pop aujourd'hui. La prochaine, ça va être Clint West et Tommy McLean avec Try to Find Another Man. Essaye de trouver un autre homme comme moi.
I think you better try to find another man. Try to find your one who loves you. And he will do the best he can. Don't start none of that grieving, 'cause this time I'm leaving. Packing up my suitcase, try to find another man. Everything to me, so I took you for all my time. But in 5 years you've changed, and now you never do nothing. All you ever want to do is sit around the house, watch the TV, feed yourself complaining. You make my life a misery. So I think you better, try to find another man. Try to find the one who loves you, and he will do the best he can. Don't start none of that grieving, 'cause this time I'm leaving. Packing up my suitcase, try to find another man. 'Cause when I first met you, you know.
The touch of your lips next to mine gets me excited, makes me feel fine. I've got it bad, but that's all right. Long as you're near me every night. When you started to go, I started to cry. I've got it bad, but that's all right. Long as you're near me,
every night. Your love's so warm and tender. Your thrill is so divine. It is all these things that make
Cherry Pie by Jay Randall. Before that, Joe Stampley with All These Things, and Clint West and Tommy McLean with Try to Find Another Man. We're going to listen to something by Rockin' Sydney next, called You Don't Have to Go.
Thank you. graduation, but my tears have just begun. Tomorrow means goodbye, that's the reason why. With tomorrow would never come. Or someone else, always thought I'd be your god. But now you let me know that tomorrow will be our last goodbye. Yes, we've waited for oh so long. Soon it will be graduation, and now that it's here, I wish I'd have one more year, 'cause I'll be home.
Kenny and the Jokers with Our Last Goodbye. Before that, Prince Charles and the Rockers with Cheryl Ann, and Rockin' Sydney with You Don't Have to Go. And I'd like to say that's true. And you don't have to go. You can keep listening to KRVS, but I have to go. We got about three more minutes in the show. And four more minutes, actually. And we're going to finish it out with Little Bob and the Lollipops with Your Pourin' Water. And I'm going to dedicate that to all of the rain that we had this past week. And but before we go, I want to say don't forget to check our website, krvs.org. There you can find the playlists for each locally produced show, and you can also find a podcast for each locally produced show if you missed your favorite show or if you'd like to hear something special again. And don't forget, we also have the live stream there, and you can also donate if you haven't done so yet. But to everyone who donated this past spring, we thank you so very much. Encore airs every Saturday at 7 a.m. and every Sunday at 3 p.m. Have a great weekend. This is Lil' Bob and the Lollipops with Your Pourin' Water.
Push me when I'm falling, and you kick me when I'm down. I guess I miss my calling, 'cause I should have been a clown. How much more can I stand when you're pouring water on a drowning man? Put me in the right track, and then you let me down. Stab me in the back, messing with me, baby, every time I turn around. You know I cried when you left. Why don't you just try and understand? Pouring water on a drowning man. Pouring water.
it's already my wound. It's sad, but it's true. You warn me with your kisses, then you leave me in the cold. How can I know your wishes when you tell me I've never been told? Won't you try, my love? Why don't you just try and understand?
Hi, this is Cheryl Castillo. Join me each week on The Exchange for conversations with musicians, artists, dancers and writers, poets and actors, and everything else in between. Tuesdays at 1 p.m., Wednesdays at 3 a.m., here on listener-supported public radio for Acadiana, KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.